cannot earn favor. When we are kind, merciful, or graceful to people, it is us giving to them what they have not earned or deserve. Similarly, when the Lord extends those same blessings to us, it is Him giving to us what we cannot earn and do not deserve. I've met more than a few really religious people in my years, and I can tell you, they are all just tired inside from trying to deserve God's goodness. Now, if you're a very religious person, here's a real hammer of a question. Do you believe your well-being is directly connected to your ability to get it right? For years, I was convinced that I needed to get life right in order for the Lord to bless me. And if I wasn't as blessed as I thought I should be, in my eyes, I had some sort of hidden sin holding me back. At least I was told that was the problem, and it seemed like a noteworthy possibility at the time. I had no idea what that hidden sin would be. Oh, don't you know? I spent my days confessing stuff I hadn't even done in order to try and cover the long list of hidden sins. And even then, I would think to myself, what if I'm guilty of stuff I can't think of? Which would mean I can't confess, and that means God still won't bless me. What am I going to do? What am I ever going to do? I'm not saying we shouldn't strive to do the right thing, of course. But if we think somehow we're going to get life right enough to make it to the next level as if we're in a video game, we are wrong. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I think, and this is just what I think, many of us need to leave out of our low debar and start knocking on the King's door, asking for what is ours by the blood of Jesus. I'm going to God in Jesus' name, not my name, in His name. My name never set anyone free. My name never delivered anyone. My name never drove off demons, or even less, my titles are worthless in heaven. I believe people who need a title to operate are people who need to own something. Listen up. You have every right to do everything God has asked and empowered you to do in Jesus' name, meaning you don't need a title to accomplish God's bidding. If the Lord said to do it, then you have God's endorsement to accomplish the request of the King. If God made you an appointment, He will also make the provision to accomplish His request. People need other people to have a title. Yet God didn't ask anyone to have a title in order to accomplish His appointment. If He told you that you can do something, then you can do it because He said so. As long as we are only dating God, we don't have the strength of His name. Only when we are committed to His purposes do we get the power of the name of Jesus. Isaiah 53:4. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And verse 10 says, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush Him. He has put Him to grief. When His soul makes an offering for guilt, He shall see His offspring. He shall prolong His days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. Jesus bore our griefs and made an offering for our guilt, and the will of the Lord shall prosper. It shall prosper in His hand. We need not carry around the "I'm just a dead dog" attitude, defiled by shame, burdened by the millstone of guilt which is hung around our neck. Let us declare in the mirror, while looking ourselves in the eye, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, even while we feel guilty, shameful, stupid, angry, or afraid. Let your mouth join with God in His declarations and promises. It is true, we can't do anything about the events of our past, but we certainly can do something about cooperating with God concerning the future. You know what I mean?